talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on. Today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. Time for the Exchange Club on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday, May the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour, 76 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We'll run through the announcements here very quickly. June 25th in Miamisburg, Ohio, is the Big Pickle Festival. I hear there's talk of shutting down the state for the Pickle Festival on June 25th in Miamisburg, Ohio. 9th Annual Missions Yard Sale, June 2nd through 4th. Donations are needed to make this year's sale a success. Reach out for drop-off times. Contact Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. That's 740-751-3029. And we also have the Marion County Fair coming up on July 4th through the 9th. So those are your announcements. You know, it's like an old country song. Oh, and I want to mention that the big runoff in the primary for county commissioner with Ken Stiverson and Dr. Mark Davis, 44 votes separate the two right now after Election Day, May the 2nd. Dr. Davis is in the lead with 44 votes, 81 absentee votes, 90 provisional ballots to be counted on May the 25th. Listen to this station that morning, and we will have the winner for you. So there you go. Here's the thing. It's like an old country song, to be honest with you. You know, how do those old country songs go? Oh, Lord, don't let me die before the Pickle Festival happens. You know, I might be back in circulation by the time of the Pickle Festival on June the 25th over in Miamisburg. What do you do? I mean, I wonder how themed out it is. See, because the Popcorn Festival is not very themed out. For a long time at the Popcorn Festival, you couldn't even get popcorn. I think you can now. The Bratwurst Festival, they do a good job. They have a lot of bratwurst for sale, or bratwurst, as we should say. But the Pickle Festival, I wonder if it's just a name. Or you know, is it like Ring Toss the Sweet Pickle? Or... you know, I don't even know what you would do. I have no idea. Has anybody ever been to the Pickle Festival? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'll tell you, the Apple Butter Festival, I don't know when that is. But, now see, that's a good one. That's very themed out around apple butter. And heaven knows I like the apple butter. That's one of my favorite things. I have about 18 jars of apple butter, but I think they're expired. So I don't want to use them. So I'm going to have to get a new bottle of apple butter. But like I say, I like the light brown apple butter, not the dark brown. All right. Well, we were talking about the porta potty next to Del Taco, which seems to be in front of the mausoleum. That's what took us to the top of the last hour. Anybody have anything more to say about that? 740-751-4038. Now that is a Friday the 13th topic if there ever was one. And again, just to clear this up, because people get hot under the collar about things, I'm not saying that the porta potty is on the mausoleum property. I didn't draw the property lines over there. I don't know where it is. It could be on Del Taco's property. I don't know. I just think it's odd, an observation, that there's a porta potty, first of all, that close to the road, busiest road in Marion, and also the fact that it's as close to the mausoleum, if not on the property, as you could get. The place where people are having their final rest. Well, at least they have somewhere to go now. 740-751-4038. Anybody have any more thoughts on this? If nothing else, it's a funny story. And you know, really, it's all about perception. As I said, it might be on Del Taco's property, which would put them well within their right to do whatever they want to do. But the perception when you drive by is that there's a porta potty in front of the mausoleum. But I think, again, this is just a sign of the times. I don't think somebody did that on purpose. I think people just don't think anymore. It's a funny world we live in. There used to be things that were not laws, but they were just social norms that we all abided by. And putting a porta potty in front of a mausoleum, I thought would have been one of those norms. Not so. Found out last night. All right, 740-751-4038. Well, the other question I had last hour, we never did get answered. Does anybody know why donut boxes are pink? Are pink? Did you ever think about that? That's one of those curiosity questions. Why are donut boxes pink? There actually is a reason. Saw a story on CBS Sunday Morning this past weekend that explained it all. Why are donut boxes pink? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Or is there anything else on your mind? We're talking rising gas prices. We're talking, is it just a new sign out in front of Tri Rivers? Talking about the horrible suicide of Naomi Judd by firearm. The new fire station in town, is this a good idea? In front of Marion General Hospital, it'll be on the ballot. A levy, property tax levy in the fall, is that a good idea? All manner of things to talk about. I think those were the issues that were on my mind. Does anybody else have anything on their mind this morning? 740-751-4038. Okay, why are donut boxes pink? Call in and impress me that you know this. 740-751-4038. Okay, here's something. In our ever going quest to educate and inform here in Marion, I thought we would do something here. You know, we have historical markers here in Marion. Now, I don't know if people know where these historical markers are, but we have several historical markers here in Marion. Now, don't look these up because it would be easy to look it up, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the address of where the historical marker is, and I want you to call in and tell me what the historical marker is. Okay, that's how we're going to play this. So I'm going to give you the address. These are all in Marion County. And I want you to tell me what is historic about that location. Because there is an historical marker there put there by the state. I'm going to start off with an easy one here. I'll give you the exact, well, let's see here. I won't give you the exact address, but I'll give you the location. Okay? Let's see. How do I want to say this? The west end of Mount Vernon Avenue. There is an historical marker on the west end of Mount Vernon Avenue. Does anybody know what that historical marker is about? 740-751-4038. Probably the most famous historical marker in Marion. Starting out with a nice, easy one here. trying to see how many historical markers Marion County has. Looks like we have 12. And the state has to put these up. Did you know we had 12 throughout Marion? This is probably the most famous. The west end of Mount Vernon Avenue, probably Marion's most historical marker. Does anybody know what is there? What that historical marker is there for? 740-751-4038. Maybe I'll try to get a better address here on this. Okay, here's the exact address. 380 Mount Vernon Avenue. 380 Mount Vernon Avenue. What is the historical marker there? 380 Mount Vernon Avenue. So you know it's got to be down toward the library in that area. What's the turnoff street there? I know it's not Elm, is it? It's after Elm. The street you turn off to go down to the library. But what historical marker is down in that area? Probably Marion's most historical marker. 380 Mount Vernon Avenue. This is sad that we don't know this. Maybe we should have done this sooner. That's probably, I'll give you a hint here. That's probably Marion's most famous address. 380 Mount Vernon Avenue. Does anybody know what historical marker is at 380 Mount Vernon Avenue? Probably the most historic address in Marion County. What's there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Doing Marion County historical markers. Nobody knows. 380 Mount Vernon Avenue. What historical marker is that?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is this the Harding Home?
The Harding Home. Now, did you Google that?
No, I just took a guess. I was thinking about Rocky's Cycle Place. And I thought, well, it's probably maybe up above that. And the only thing is that home or that funeral home. So.
Yeah, it's President Harding's address, 380 Mount Vernon Avenue, the Harding home. There is a historical marker there.
Yes, that's not the only thing that's there except for that church and stuff. So.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we've got one. What do we got now? 11 to go. Okay, here's another one. I'll give you the address. 139 Main Street in Caledonia. There's an historical marker there. Why? Does anybody know this one? 139 South Main Street in Caledonia. What historical marker is there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I think it's Harding's family home.
Not his family home.
Childhood, I mean, something like that.
Now, you're not using Google.
No, I have a far stick, and I can't get on that stuff fast. No, because I ride around a lot. I mean, I don't think there's a county road or a city street I haven't been on. And I found it the last time I was out there, I couldn't find it. So I have to go again. But no, it's right down towards that Dollar General store down in there.
Yeah, it's in that area. Well, hey, keep them coming. Thank you.
Well, that's the only thing out there.
Well, but I don't know how many people know that. It's his boyhood home. He wasn't born there. 1872 to 1881. It was a printing shop, I guess, owned by Dr. Tyson Harding. Warren learned the fundamentals of printing. And got his journalism career underway there. So I don't think it was the family home. It was the home of Dr. George Tyson Harding. So I don't know.
Well, there's a sign in the yard. I had to go out there and look. Because last time I was out there, I was down some of the streets, but I didn't find it, and I didn't keep looking. But there's a sign in the front yard, but wasn't he going down around Martell or one of those little...
Well, Blooming Grove is what they say, but I really don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know why we claim him here in Marion. I don't know why Caledonia doesn't claim him. I don't know how Blooming Grove... I really don't know.
I forget what the sign says. When I'm out, I'll be riding again, but when I'm out, I'll go by that, but it says Harding, and I got frustrated the last time or so, because I go down some of the streets and then, you know, go on, and I'll find it and see what kind. There's a sign in the yard. I think it's a white house, just an old white two-story house.
Well, I've seen his home over there in Caledonia, but the thing of it is, it's interesting to me that it's privately owned. I mean, people live there. So there's this...
I didn't know that. Otherwise, I would know that had anything to do with Harding, but there's some kind of a sign.
Yeah, there's a historical marker out in the yard, but people live there. People live there.
Oh, I didn't know it. I thought it had something to do that they either fixed it up and you couldn't go see it or something. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Drive by it sometime and you'll be aware that people live there.
Well, I was out last night 2 hours riding. That tells you.
What
is it? There isn't a county road or something that I haven't hit.
All people, you want to talk about, I mean, honestly, I don't want to get too much into this because, you know, people get funny about stuff like this, but you want to talk about the porta potty down by the mausoleum. Somebody drive over by President Harding's boyhood home in Caledonia on Main Street and take a look at it. Just take a look.
That's my next thing. But thought I was thinking, maybe, you know, when they started that building, I know concrete trucks go in and all those metal trucks, and if they put it in the back, I don't know how often they clean those, how many guys are working on that. And if they can't get access to it, they're not going to move the truck. And the guy would have to come back. I don't know if they'd do it once a week. He'd have to come back again. So that's probably why they said stick it out front there, you know, or something. But I'll have to look at that because I don't go on that road that much and everything. But I did go by and I just glanced. And, you know, you just know, well, there's a porta potty and, you know, don't give it. But it's down by the road, and that's kind of, well, concerns you, because it's lined down that road and stuff. But I'll try the next time maybe go out towards, I was out to California not too long ago, I'll make a ride out there and look, find that house again.
Look at the house and then report back to us what you think about it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yes, if you're ever over in Caledonia, 139 South Main Street, the boyhood home of President Warren G. Harding. And there's a big historical marker out there. But look at the house and you tell me what you think. Okay, next historical marker in Marion County. The address. 400 Delaware Avenue. What historical marker is at 400 Delaware Avenue? Does anybody know that one? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The, what did I say? 12 historical markers in Marion County. 12 historical, these are places the state has said are historic. Which one is located at 400 Delaware Avenue right here in Marion? I'm sure you've all been by it. There's a marker there telling you why it's historic. Does anybody know why that's an historic spot in Marion? Has anybody ever stopped and read the plaque? These state historical markers are big, big old plaques. Does anybody know which one's at 400 Delaware Avenue? 740-751-4038. 76 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion.
Go ahead, caller.
It's Rotary Towers.
It is the...
I'm not really sure that second part of the question, because I've never stopped and read it. I know I've read it in the paper, I'm sure, at some time, but it has done left me.
You're right. It is that's the address of the Rotary Towers, and the plaque is on the property, but the plaque is there for a different reason. But you're exactly right. Now, do you know? Have you ever been over by Harding's home in Caledonia?
No.
I implore everybody to do this. Number one, for the history of it.
But those people living there would love that.
Well, you know what? Like I say, I don't want to speak about those people right now until people drive by that house and...
Oh, I see. I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, then people can report back. If I had a historical marker out in front of my house, let's just say maybe I would do things a little different. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question about the porta potty.
Oh, go ahead.
That ought to be good for lots of comedians. Now, if you were utilizing their facilities and there was a crash, in the first place, bad as that, it would be really bad for me to even make the attempt to use the facilities. But can you use that? They're using the facilities and some semi beeped his horn real loud? When he went past,
well, yeah.
You jumped up with your pants down, heading out the door.
You'd run right out into Mount Vernon Avenue.
It'd be a sight. Now, that would have our Columbus Station up here, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time, I'm telling you, until somebody photographs this and it becomes a joke. Because, again, I'm not saying that the porta potty is on the mausoleum property. It's just the perception of all places where you could put a porta potty. Why would you put?
You were talking about how small their lot is. Maybe they don't have room on their lot for the porta potty.
Well, I think maybe just behind, or even on the Perkins side. I don't think it would cause that kind of.
Well, maybe Perkins didn't want them over there either.
You're right. They probably don't get a lot of complaints from the people at the mausoleum.
No, they probably don't. And then not only that, but if they haven't got a room for a porta potty back there, how are they going to have cars drive around that to utilize?
Well, you know, when I complain about that, you know what people say? Ah, you're coming down on Marion. Just be happy that Del Taco's coming. That, you know, I'm with Police Chief Jay McDonald a few weeks ago. We have a self-esteem problem here in Marion.
I agree 100%.
We need
some people to have to do is bend over and pick up a pop can somebody threw out.
Right. I mean, what is wrong with pointing out that there's not a lot of space at Del Taco? If it works good, fine. But I guarantee you all these people who jump on me for complaining about the space, when they're backed up on Mount Vernon Avenue at the light there because the cars are V-necked when they open, those people will be complaining.
Well, but then how about Dunkin' Donuts? Now, I was in there one day. It was about 11 o'clock something. I thought, I'm going to shop in and give me a couple donuts, take home. Would you believe they didn't have any glazed donuts?
Oh, that's my favorite, so that would be a problem.
Oh, it was. I was crushed. I mean, I had my heart set on. And she said, nope, they didn't have whoever makes them. Now, we certainly have more than one person making glazed donuts, but hadn't come in that day.
You know, somebody the other day told me a place was out of something that was very common, and I'm trying to think of what it was, but I thought, how could you run out of that? That would be, should seem to be a standard item. I don't know. There's just some strange stuff going on.
But do you think why McDonald's would run out of straws or whatever?
Well, by the way, here's something. Have you ever had the paper straws at Sonic?
No.
Who in the world thought of the idea of making a straw paper?
Well, I don't. Probably someone trying to save the universe.
I mean, they're good-looking straws. They're kind of striped green and red, but they're paper. You know, you don't run liquid through paper. If you keep doing that, you got a problem after a few minutes.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't hardly get your drink all finished.
No, it's bad. But good talk.
It's like the straws at McDonald's that's got the film or plastic on them.
Right.
Okay, now, if trying to get those things open to get to your straw is interesting too.
Yeah, they did away with the paper on that. I don't know why they did that. Here's my thing on this, and like I say, I'm with the police chief. In Marion, what we should do is realize the Del Taco small property, the porta potty in front of the mausoleum, the issue with, which I'm not going to mention, people can go drive and find themselves, the boyhood home of President Harding in Caledonia.
Okay,
these problems are solvable. What we need to do in Marion is say, okay, here's the problem. Let's fix it. Bada bing, bada boom. Move on. What we do is we say, don't mention it. Don't see, don't ask, don't tell. What is that? Remember the three monkeys? One has the hands over the ears, one over the eyes, one over the mouth.
See notes, whatever was. But how did that get past inspection? I mean, when people build a new house, there's an extra weed there that maybe you shouldn't touch or something. But how would they have looked at that? It's not people, the company's fault. It's whoever inspected that and says, yeah, there's room for one here. Well, so sad part of it is they'll probably get it open. People don't like to sit there and wait or how many accidents is going to be, and then they'll be closed. Then we got another empty one.
Every time I drive, because I live down here, beyond Meyer, and to go anywhere, you got to drive by the empty Ponderosa building. You got to drive by the empty Popeyes building.
What happened to that Ponderosa thing where that school was supposed to be?
You know, they did a ton of work. Because I drive down that road all the time. They renovated the inside. They took stuff out of there. I'm pretty sure it probably doesn't look like a restaurant in there anymore. Then all of a sudden the for sale sign went up. I don't know if they ran out of money. That's a good question.
Yeah, well, who could we call?
You know, I don't know because I'm not even sure who I don't know who owns it, and I don't know who owned the company that was going in there.
Well, and is that the county or is that the city?
That'd be county.
Yeah.
Now, they might know, but maybe the for sale sign.
Maybe we'll call the commissioner.
We'll have to. And maybe we'll find that Lady Justice time capsule, too.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Well, there you go. Yeah, I don't know what happened to the autism school. The building's back up for sale now. They did a ton of renovation. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. We're all about information here, 41 minutes past the hour. All right, what historical marker is at 400 Delaware Avenue? Thanks to our caller there, we do know that's the Rotary Towers location. But why is there a state historical marker there? Anybody know? 740-751-4038. Heard some people calling in there. Remember, if it's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Does anybody know this? This is Know Your Marion County Historic Locations. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't that Jacob's Well?
That is Jacob's Well. You got it. Now, did you have to look that up?
Nope.
Oh, good for you. Do you know what Jacob's Well is?
Dog.
Do you know what Jacob's Well is?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to fill you in here in a second, so stay with us.
All right, toodles.
Bye-bye. It is Jacob's Well. Jacob's Well, 400 Delaware Avenue. Jacob Foos, while surveying the military road north from Fort Morrow to Fremont during the War of 1812, dug a well at this site. General William H. Harrison and his troops, on their way to Lake Erie, camped here and drank from the well. This area was known as Jacob's Well until the founding of Marion in 1822. So there you go. Now, when was Marion founded? Okay, 1822. Some people say 1820. Some people say 1822. Is this the bicentennial? Who knows? But I'll tell you what I do know. Jacob's Well's at 400 Delaware Avenue. So that's what that's all about. All right, next historic marker in Marion County, the address
Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia. Another Caledonia spot here. Now, I'll give you an even better idea of this. It's at the northeast corner of 98 and Marion Galleon Road. Does anybody know what that historic marker is? Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia, the northeast corner of Ohio 98 and Marion Galleon Road. There's an historic marker there. State historical marker. Does anybody know why? Has anybody ever driven out there? 740-751-4038. I bet the people in Caledonia don't even know what this is. Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia, the northeast corner of Ohio 98 and Marion Galleon Road. There is an historic marker there. Okay. Now I'm going to let that one hang out there for a minute and give you another one. That's going to be a tough one. Maybe somebody will drive out there. Right now, 45 minutes past the hour. Okay, here's one for you in town. Between North Prospect Street, no, hold on here. On North Prospect Street, between Center and Huber Street, there's an historic marker. Does anybody know why? Right in downtown Marion. On North Prospect, between Center and Huber Street, there's an historic marker. What's there? 740-751-4038. You know, this one kind of has a special place with this station, to be honest with you. Does anybody know why there's an historic marker on North Prospect between Center and Huber Street here in Marion? 740-751-4038. And I'll give you one more, so we'll have three going at one time here. 100 North Main Street. What's historic about that? Now, that's probably one of the easiest ones we have. What historic marker is at 100 North Main Street? 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour. Marion historical markers. Historic places in Marion, Ohio, recognized by the state.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Pastor Craig.
Hey!
I feel like Adam today. I've called three times.
I know. You'll be the windpipe before you know it.
That historical marker that's downtown in between, I forget which streets you said, I believe that's the one for Norman Thomas.
That is. That is actually where Norman Thomas was born. Apparently, the home is gone, but that spot there is where he was born, on November 20th, 1884.
Right.
You got it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's an interesting place. And Norman Thomas, if you don't know, graduated Harding High School in 1901, ran for president as a socialist. He ran many times, six times, I think. So that's, he died in 1968, December 19th, 1968. So that's the historic marker in downtown. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try the one on North Main. Is that the courthouse?
That's the courthouse, Marion's historic courthouse, completed in 1885.
Yeah, the tower, I didn't know. I thought it was that cemetery where they have that plaque or Harding's Memorial. I didn't even think of the towers, so.
Yeah, Jacob's Well is the one at the towers.
Oh, yeah, but I thought it was farther out. Okay.
All right, thank you. You know what somebody should do right now? Run down there to North Prospect Street between Center and Huber and put a porta potty there. Right next to Norman Thomas's birthplace. The home is gone, but there should be a statue of Norman Thomas there, or a cardinal. We're big into the cardinals. Is there a Norman Thomas cardinal? I mean, when you think about it, between Harding, Florence Harding, you know, Marilyn Meskey, Mary Ellen Withrow. Nationally, you got to put Norman Thomas in there. He's got a historical marker. Is that all no statue to Norman Thomas? Could be the socialist thing. He'd be happy if everybody had a porta potty. The mausoleum and the Norman Thomas spot. Does anybody leave anything on the Norman Thomas spot? Historical marker for the holiday? Okay. Nobody knows about the one in Caledonia. Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia. Northeast corner of Ohio 98 and Marion Galleon Road. There's a historical marker there. Does anybody know why? Okay, let's add another one here. Oh, this is over one of my favorite places. 300 South High Street in LaRue. There's an historical marker there. Does anybody know what it is? 300 South High Street in LaRue. It's on the west side of Ohio 37, just north of the bridge over the Scioto River. Does anybody know what historical marker is there? What historical marker would be in LaRue? 300 South High Street. Type that into your GPS and you'll see the historical marker on the west side of Ohio 37, just north of the bridge over the Scioto River. All right, I'll give you one more here, too. This one's here in Marion. LaRue Prospect Road, south, Ohio 203, here in Marion. Does anybody know what that is? That's an interesting one. LaRue Prospect Road South, Ohio 203, here in Marion. What historical marker is there? It's on the west side of Ohio 203 at the intersection with Ohio 739. Does anybody know what historical marker is there? 740-751-4038. Or does anybody know what the historical marker is over in LaRue? 300 South High Street, Ohio 37, in LaRue. Let's see if we get it. We've got three on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that one there, 739 and 203, the old blockhouse.
The old blockhouse. Now, tell people about the old blockhouse.
Honestly, I don't really know that much about it, but I do know.
Well, hey, I'm going to fill people in. Hey, thanks for calling. It's good you got that one.
Okay.
Yes, that is the old blockhouse, LaRue Prospect Road South in Ohio 203. It's the U.S. Army built a two-story blockhouse on a nearby hill during the War of 1812. The blockhouse was one of a series of such structures erected along the Greenville Treaty line to guard against Native Americans who supported the British during the conflict. After the war, Daniel Markley, one of Greencamp Township's first white inhabitants, settled near the blockhouse. In 1963, the graves of 25 prehistoric Glacial Came Indians and six white settlers were discovered near the blockhouse site. 17 War of 1812 veterans and 8 others were also buried there. These bodies were subsequently removed and reinterred at Greencamp Cemetery, an abandoned right-of-way of the Erie Railroad-Dayton line also passes through the area prairie grasses that once dominated parts of Marion County and can still be found in this vicinity. That's the old blockhouse site. All right.
740-751-4038. We have two others out here right now. We've got 300 South High Street over in LaRue, Ohio 37. What's the historical marker there? And we've still got this one over in Caledonia hanging out there. Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia. What's that? Go ahead, caller.
Now, the one in LaRue, is that the school where Madge taught or went to school?
No, that's Lynn's school. I don't think there's a historic marker there, but the school is still there.
I know. Well, when you asked the question about that, we went out there, it was dark, and then I forget the question. I think I had to make another trip out there to get the answer to that. So this one is, what section of LaRue now is it?
If you type in 300 South High Street, it'll take you right to it.
You're not talking about the raceway, are you?
No.
Well, I'm trying to think in my head. I'm not Googling or doing anything. I'm just trying to think, okay?
Okay, keep guessing.
Yeah, the Lynn School that Madge went to is still over there in LaRue. It's all boarded up now. I don't know what they use it for. But this is an historic place in LaRue, has a historic marker. 300 South High Street in LaRue. What historic marker is there? We've got the one in Caledonia, Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia, northeast corner of Ohio 98, and Marion Galleon Road at the Conrail tracks. Let's see, here's another one. 1530 Polane Road. What historical markers there? 1530 Polane Road. How about that?
Go ahead, caller.
Does it have anything to do with the Indians?
Well, no,
that
not
whole thing that the name is Indians, the Orbang or something they were called out there.
Not really with the Indians. Are you talking about Native Americans?
Yeah, but the guy that had those dogs, or they played baseball. Does it have something to do with the baseball team?
Baseball? No.
I don't know my directions. I'm trying to think which way, because I can't ever remember seeing anything like that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
300 North High Street in LaRue, Ohio 37. What historical markers there? And the one we just added here, people probably cross this quite a lot. 1530 Polane Road here in Marion. What historical markers there? It's at the Marion Municipal Airport at the intersection of Polane Road and Chapel Heights Street. Why is there an historical marker there? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We're here for you. 740-751-4038. Are we going to get these three before we go off the air? I'll be on the air tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Let's see. We've got the one in Caledonia. We still don't have that. That must be the forgotten historical marker out there. Marion Galleon Road in Caledonia. Northeast corner of Ohio 98 and Marion Galleon Road at the Conrail tracks. What is that? We've got 300 North High Street in LaRue. What historical marker is there? It's on the west side of Ohio 37 in a small woodland just north of the bridge over the Scioto River. And then we've got the one out on Polane Road at the airport. 1530 Polane Road is the address. Marion Municipal Airport, intersection of Polane Road and Chapel Heights Street. What historical marker is there? So we've got the one in LaRue, the one at the airport, and the one in Caledonia. What historical markers are there? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to guess LaRue that hatchery play.
Nope, not a hatchery. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would the one in LaRue be the Jim Thorpe and the Hulang Indians encampment?
Well, it was there. Here's what it actually is. The Hulang Indian football team was founded in LaRue by Walter Lingo. it was NFL teams, and of course it has to do their star player Jim Thorpe. So basically, I think it's commemorating Jim Thorpe and the football team, not the actual Native Americans, but the football team itself.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. The one in LaRue commemorates Jim Thorpe and the Oorang Indian football team, is what it is. All right. So, what about the one 1530 Polane Road at the airport? Does anybody ever stop at the airport and read that historical marker? We got the one in Caledonia. Here's another one for you to think about. 102 North Main Street in Waldo. Anybody living over in Waldo now? 740-751-4038. Well, don't forget, I'll be on tonight from 8:15 until 10 p.m. Hope you join me. Hope you've had a fun time learning about Marion here, and we'll continue to do this maybe tonight, maybe next week as well. Hope everybody has a great, beautiful day out there. For this day, for this program, this is Scott Spears.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.